Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. A train derailed early Thursday morning in Carbon County. Luckily, no one was injured or killed. A railroad spokesman said the train derailed around 3:30 a.m., approximately 10 miles west of Medicine Bow. The train was carrying mixed freight. 21 cars jumped the tracks. There were no hazardous materials on board. Carbon County Under Sheriff Sean Kelly on Thursday morning confirmed that nobody was injured. The railroad is investigating the cause of the derailment. A trial is set for February 4th in Casper in the case of a Wyoming man charged with fatally shooting another man in the head this past summer. Seth Thomas Blackburn, 30, is charged with first-degree murder in federal court for the August 4th death of Victor Dale Addison. The shooting happened within Indian country, charging documents said. Prosecutors allege Blackburn and two other men kidnapped Addison to intimidate, assault, and murder him. Blackburn of Riverton has pleaded not guilty and remains detained pending trial. He was arrested 2 days after the fatal shooting for allegedly robbing a liquor store in Casper.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
Football players without shoulder pads and helmets are like you in a vehicle without your seatbelt. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Safety equipment is important on the football field as well as every time you climb behind a wheel of your vehicle. Safety equipment helps prevent serious injuries in football. The big hits delivered on you during a crash will be minimized when you wear your seatbelt. We want you to be safe. Buckle up for your family every trip, every time. And go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Investigators say that a person claiming to be a dog breeder took nearly $900 from a Natrona County resident. Natrona County Sheriff's Office officials say they were contacted by the resident who claimed he had sent nearly $900 to a dog breeder for a corgi puppy. The money was allegedly sent on December 21st. The accuser in the case says that he met the breeder through an online corgi resource. When the dog did not arrive by the afternoon of December 23rd, the incident was reported to investigators. Natrona County Sheriff's officials report contacting breeders and law enforcement in North Carolina, where the suspect was said to have been operating. Neither the police nor breeders had heard of this individual or business, and that the Natrona County man had most likely been the victim of a scam. Teton County led the nation in per capita income at $252,000 last year, a statistic that may come as a surprise to most of the 23,000 people living there. The recently released data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis show that it's the first time in U.S. history the total annual income divided per resident exceeds $250,000 in one county. But local media reports the number presents a distorted economic picture of a scenic tax haven for the ultra-rich and masks extreme income inequality. About 87% of residents earn far less than $200,000, and many are in low-paying tourism jobs. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.